This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The city has a booming beat, stronger than ever before.
EXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts. Now.
All right, get your coffee. Time to get after it. 50 degrees for the high. It is Friday. Yes, it is. Moose, Breezy, PXY Mornings. Welcome to the show.
I'm wearing a full sweatsuit right now, so I love it.
We're unhinged today.
Get yours at Costco. It's so good. Not an ad, not a plug. Just your comfort.
Nothing screams luxury like Kirkland clothing.
Period.
585-252-9800 for there I said it. Let's get after it. Gina is weighing in first, and she says, we got to stop giving random people a platform who absolutely have done nothing or have nothing to offer. There I said it.
Then stay off TikTok, I guess.
I
don't know,
triggered.
Gina.
Is she talking about us?
No, she's not talking about me.
You don't know that.
I do. I have a lot to offer, like the link to this sweatsuit. Yeah, that's just TikTok. Oh. Touch it.
Oh, is that Kirkland? That is kind of nice. How much you pay for that? She's coming over. How much did you pay
it's
for that?
32 degree heat is the brand.
Let me feel it. Oh, that is nice.
Put your hand on the inside.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like butter.
That was just the most awkward exchange I've ever had with a human being.
The sweatsuit is sweatsuiting, and I'm... God, I'm literally obsessed. Am I a sweatsuit girly now?
That's me. With my tracksuit on, I walk the mall.
It's just...
You are officially a mall walker. Congratulations.
Yeah, I love that for you. Can I do mine? Because I've been chomping at the bit to get it out into the world.
If I say no, you're going to do it anyways.
Of course. Okay, so mine for today is this. If you're a server and you bitch about your life to your tables, you're not getting a tip. There, I said it. I was out to dinner last night.
Oh, here comes the story.
Okay, I was out to dinner last night.
Sure.
And the server was mediocre at best. And she literally came over. It was, I don't know what time the restaurant closed, but it was like 8:45. She was like, can you girls like pay so I can leave? She have my granddaughter early in the morning. I'm like, not my issue, Cynthia.
Well, did she say it with an attitude or was she kind of being
kind? It wasn't kind.
She wasn't trying to be cutesy.
No.
You're not being dramatic.
No, never. Me, dramatic, could never be me. So I was like, okay. And we put our card down. And she's like, well, the busser will come by and like clean up the rest. I just have to do my cash out. Now she's telling us her whole life story. I'm like, literally don't care, Patricia. So then she comes back over and she's like, I guess the busser left. I would love if my daddy owned the restaurant. I could just waltz in and out whenever I please.
Ew.
Guys, he came in at 8:30 yesterday. We closed at 9.
Ew.
I was like, I literally don't care. I'm like, I couldn't care less. And I'm getting the ick that you're like spilling your guts about your personal life to me. Like, I just want to eat my quesadilla. So
I
said it. You're a server, leave your emotions and baggage at the door.
I feel like this can be said about anyone in the food industry. Do you remember my experience at the drive-thru at 4-something in the morning months back?
Sure do.
And I won't tell you the name of it. It rhymes with Munchkin. But I went there for a coffee, and this guy came on the speaker. By the way, I'm the only one in the drive-thru. It's like 4:15 in the morning.
He goes,
excuse me. You're going to have to wait a minute because I'm all here by myself because all of these employees I work with don't like working, which is why they live with their parents. And I'm like, oh, my God.
I don't care.
I was like, can we show some professionalism just for a second?
It gives me the ick and like, leave it at the door. Thanks. There, I said it.
Who's this, Courtney? I don't care what anyone says. There was absolutely no reason for the city to rip up Park Avenue. There, I said it.
No, literally.
And I'm not sure if you guys have been down there, but it's a disaster and it's taking away so much business. I actually drove past there yesterday. And yes, it's a hot mess, but it needs to be done. All those trees, they needed to uproot them. I mean, they're ripping up the sidewalks. That needs to be done. It's going to look really nice, though, when they finish it. All right, mine for today is I guarantee that when you're out in public, okay, and you smell something foul, 90% of the time it's a woman that let one rip. And she does it in a crowded room because she is certain she can get away with it. Because everyone is just going to blame it on some poor guy. There, I said it. And I've dealt with this time and time again.
That's
you know what
tea.
You're doing. You know what
That's
you're doing.
Big tea. Wow.
It feels so good to get that off my chest.
So accusatory this morning. Wow. Top scene.
Hi, Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday. My there I said it for today is that a lot of the times it's not someone's fault. They turn into a loser. Most people just come from broken homes. Really? Most people?
That's simply not true.
There are so many variables on why they are the way they are. There I said it. No name on that one.
Okay. Well, okay. I feel like I should probably go call my therapist. This person says, Thanksgiving is coming and I just want to put a PSA out there. No one, and I mean absolutely no one, cares what your plate of food looks like. There, I said it.
I know. We're all so excited to just share.
Phone eats first.
And you know what? All of our stories are the exact same. We're taking photos of the exact same thing. Yes, we know. You are also eating cranberry sauce. We get it. When is Hanukkah?
When's in December.
It is?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
No,
here.
I know. I'm just so excited to start playing this song. I mean, if this just doesn't pump you up for the holidays.
It doesn't. I'm so sorry. Okay. December 25th to January 2nd. Last year, I went to my friend's house, who's Jewish. I was spinning that dreidel all night. Let me tell you.
Were you guys? Oh, really?
Hell yeah, we were.
Yeah, they have the best games.
Hell yeah, we were.
Mike says, yo, if the handicap stall is wide open, then it's free game. There, I said it. I'm sorry, Mike. I'm with you, buddy. Been there, done that. It's just so much more comfortable.
I also second that, except for this weekend I was in the airport. Oh, God, I shouldn't even tell the story, but let's roll the dice. I was in the airport and I was like beelining for the handicap stall because obviously I'm obsessed. And this woman was behind me in a wheelchair and I was like, maybe we should take a hard right. Yep, we took a hard right. So
you did. You let her have it.
Of course. Yeah. I mean,
have some class.
But I was just like, yeah, that would have been bad if I walked out and she was waiting. That would have been really bad.
And then I got a couple more coming in. I hate people who have to always plan every single day of the week. You may be dead tomorrow. Live in the moment. There, I said it. That's a good point. And then, of course, look who's here. Breezy, you want to take a stab? Most toxic man in Rochester.
Edward.
Big Ed. What's up, guys? Long time no talk.
Thank God.
Hey, what do you call a pig that practices karate? Oh, here we go. Breezy, you want to take a stab at it? It's a good one today. What do you call a pig that practices karate? It's coming in from Big Ed.
I don't know. Can't even take a stab at it.
A pork chop.
Love it. Love it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
It blows my mind how dismissive and rude you are to this guy week after week, and he just keeps coming back for more. It's really a beautiful thing to watch.
It really is.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of BXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Vision Buick GMC.
Welcome back. It's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy. Spirit Airlines is looking for some pilots. But if anyone is...
Anyone can drive.
Anyone can fly. If anyone is planning on boarding a domestic flight next year, you're going to need a real ID. They're saying after May 7th, 2025, that's it. You need a real ID to fly or another form of identification like a passport. They've been saying this for quite some time now. I guess next year, that's the cutoff. A real ID is an approved state-issued driver's license or ID card that meets specific security standards. And the main difference is a star or flag at the bottom of the driver's license. Once the deadline passes, TSA officers will not allow travelers into the checkpoint without a real ID or another form of ID. And Breezy asked the question this morning, well, can I use it to cross the border? No, you cannot. You cannot use it to get into Canada. You cannot use it to get into Mexico.
But like, what's the difference between an enhanced license and a real ID?
That's they need to start keeping track, because anybody can make a fake ID. When you go into the DMV and they start issuing all new IDs to fly, the government is trying to improve security. They're trying to make sure, because this was recommended by the 9/11 Commission after it was found that the September 11th hijackers used fraudulent driver's license. And according to the DMV, there is no extra fee for obtaining a real ID compared to a standard license. They ask that you go in there, show your full legal name, your date of birth. If you have a social security number, you got to bring that and two proofs of address.
So that's not necessarily true. I got three texts from people that said it was $40 to change that up. They just recently did it. So I don't know. That's why that just like doesn't make a lot of sense to me. They're printing off. They're using their own stuff. They're going to charge you.
Yeah.
It's a money grab. That's all it is.
Hey,
if
it costs money, I'd be surprised if it didn't. What I have on my end is that they're not charging. There's going to be no extra fee to obtain a real ID. That's what they're saying.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Compared to a standard license. But if you already, because I have friends who've already gone and done it, if anybody knows for certain, please let us know. What is the cost? Is it $40?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to go
and
do it
regardless.
Yeah,
I'm on the DMV's website right now. It's $40.
Oh, so bring $40 with you too.
Like, so stupid. It's a money grab.
I doubt you're going to need to give a urine, blood, or hair sample.
Yeah, this makes me angry. But whatever.
Coming up on the show, would you guys criticize your friend for spanking their child in your home? Because Lori from Brighton says she was put in a really uncomfortable situation after her close friend spanked her child within her home. And if this happened to you, I mean, how would you handle the situation? 585-252-9800. Lori wrote us for Parental Confidential. We're going to read you that message and get to the bottom of this coming up next on PXY. Welcome back to the show. The message for Parental Confidential came in from Lori from Brighton, who says she feels incredibly awkward that she was put into this situation. How would you feel if someone spanked their child within your home? Would you criticize them? Because Lori's friends seemed super comfortable with it. But let us know what you guys think. I want to hear from the listeners on this one this morning. And she wrote us and says, my friend was trying to leave, told her 4-year-old daughter to say goodbye. And thanks for having us over. Daughter got upset, was holding on tight to her mother while the mother was trying to put on her shoes. Mm-hmm. You know how kids are. They have a little bit of a meltdown. Mother kept asking daughter to say goodbye. And the daughter got more and more upset.
Okay.
Well, the mother said, just say goodbye, you're being rude. Daughter continues to cry. Mother says, do you want a spanking? Daughter cries even more. Well, the whole time, Lori says, I'm trying to stand in the way of my 3-year-old so he doesn't see what's going on.
Right.
And I tell him, aw, she's having a really hard time leaving. And then I tell my friend, really, it's okay. Thanks for coming.
Right.
The mom kept insisting that the daughter was being rude. And she needed to say goodbye because she was a little brat lately. So she took her behind our front door and spanked her. And the daughter cried a little more, then calmed down after a few minutes. And she says, I'm usually not one to be judgmental about other people's parenting choices, but this situation really made me feel uncomfortable. And looking back, I wish I would have told her at that moment that I don't feel comfortable with spanking happening in my house.
Yeah.
Would it be passive aggressive of me to share with her through text or Facebook about more modern parenting styles that work for parents other than spanking? Would really appreciate the advice from anyone because this has been consuming me. Thank you.
Hmm. We're already getting texts on this. This person says, we've all become way too sensitive in this day and age. Let your friend parent how they want to.
Yeah.
The only time you should intervene is when punishment gets too aggressive. But at the same time, I'm saying this myself, at the same time, like, that's taking place in your house. Like, if they're parenting how they want to in their own house, then so be it. But you're in my house spanking your kid and my kid's watching and, like, that's not something I feel is appropriate, but again, not a parent, so.
Yeah, 585-252-9800. We've touched on this quite a few times in the past about the whole spanking situation.
Mm-hmm.
I personally have zero problem with it. You know, I was spanked all the time growing up. Yeah. You can't consider a spank on the butt to be abuse. That's not abuse. I'm sorry. It's just that doesn't warrant a call to CPS. Just does it. And you know, people are going to parent the way they want, and I totally get that. Let's go over to Claire. She says, I would approach it more as I'm not comfortable with that in my house and not with advice unless it's asked about what you would do instead. Don't do the passive aggressive thing. Just clearly state a boundary. When you tell another parent, because I've witnessed this firsthand, how they should parent, that's, people are going to get triggered and they're going to get pissed. They don't want your unsolicited advice. They just don't want it.
100%. Yeah. So a few more texts coming in right now. I don't criticize moms for spanking or parenting in general. It doesn't bother me. I grew up in an age where we were always getting spanked if we were bad. It teaches a lesson to create and or creates lessons learned about life. And teaching the difference between wrong or right. Sure, there's a different way to get your point across, maybe, but some children also need a different approach. People may not agree with it,
yeah,
but it's the parent's choice at the end of the day. I do feel like the friend was at fault, and no fault of her own, but that's just the way she's going to parent.
Michelle says, stop with the gentle parenting crap. It doesn't work. And it's a good thing your friend spanked her daughter. Notice how notice how her daughter calmed down afterwards. People need to understand that gentle parenting and coddling your kids doesn't always work. Let's get over to some of your phone calls. I have Sue on the line. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Happy Friday. What's your take?
Thank you. Well, my take is that it's never okay to hit a child. There's a number of reasons why, and I can remember when my daughter was first born, the pediatrician's first day, never, ever, ever hit your child. The reason being, one, it's something that can go very wrong, and it becomes more of a habit to do that. It's also demeaning the child. You know, to put a child in a situation where they're forced to say something that they're not comfortable with, mm-hmm. is really inappropriate. I mean, it's a 4-year-old child, you know, say thank you, say, you know, you brought the child there. Right. You know, it's just a play date or whatever it might be. But to hit a child, it can go very wrong very quickly. And anyone that thinks that it can't, you know, they need to take a look at some of the information that's out there about, you know, hitting children in terms of discipline.
Well, give me one strong point that, like, what is the worst thing that could happen if you spanked your child on the butt a couple of times?
Well, it's what you're doing to them emotionally. You know, going ahead and hitting them is a sign of aggression. Mm. And you don't necessarily need to be aggressive to discipline a child. It's dangerous, and it sets up behavior that it gets more and more intense as it goes, and it's okay for the parent to go ahead and do that. Mm-hmm. I can remember, and I'm, you know, I'm older than you guys are, mm-hmm. but I can remember when my father hit me.
Yeah.
And it turned out my father never hit me. And there was one time my mother got him so worked up that he actually closed fist punched me and I fell down the stairs, about 20 stairs. And we never, ever, us kids were never hit in our family. But what happens is when things get escalated and out of control, it can really get bad.
Well, a closed fist punch with you flying down the steps? Yeah, I could see why that would emotionally scar you.
Yeah, but the point of it is, if you ask any parent today, you know, with the information that's out there, you know, part of the problem is giving in to a child all the time for everything that they want, mm-hmm. and they become spoiled. But when you put a child in a situation like this kid was scared, you know, she was, you know, obviously at the door, and you're forcing her to say something that necessarily she may not even understand to communicate. It's not like the child is the problem.
It's the communication between the child and the parent. And I know there's a lot of parents today that really struggle on how to vocalize how they're feeling. And they're very frustrated, too, because they can't get through to their child. And
that's
some,
right.
Yeah. Sue, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate you weighing in. Have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Yep.
We got a couple of more texts coming in. Diane says, I would sacrifice a relationship to speak up for a child who was being abused. The kid is too young to speak up for themselves. If you were that kid, wouldn't you want someone to speak up for you?
Getting a lot of texts from the CPS side of things, and this person says, I work for CPS. Spanking is not abuse unless it becomes excessive and leaves bruises. Kind of like what Sue was talking about. Then echoing this, CPS does not look at spanking as a form of abuse whatsoever. And this person says, I got spanked and I'm not emotionally scarred. And people older than me were meant to be seen and not heard, and they're okay too. I don't know what that
means. Listen, I grew up getting spanked all the time. Did I deserve it? Most of the time, but that was, you know, my father was very, he was all about respect, and sometimes we crossed the line, and I got spanked. Nobody was hit with a closed fist. I mean, and I agree. The last text from Diane here. I'm sorry, Diane. Listen, I get it. We're not parents here, but it's not considered abuse. A small spank on the butt is not abuse. I mean, it's just not. Chrissy says, not a big deal. I still give my kid a small spank on the butt when they are not listening. I personally would not make a Facebook post, but I would not reach out and let the friendship dissolve. If they ask what's up, I would be direct that I didn't like what happened in our last visit. It sat on my mind for days to follow, and I see you differently now, and I don't want to be a part of your life. There you
That's
go.
Big That's, tea.
That's big tea. Being very transparent with them.
Absolutely.
You know, and you have every right to feel that way, especially if it took place within your home.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys for all the calls and the messages coming in on this one. I know it's a trigger for a lot of people this morning. And to our friend Lori for writing in for Parental Confidential. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98 PXY.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.